Don't Overdo It by Bevan Catherine. Read by Momo Testic. Part 5 of the Pole Dancing AU.
"Merlin, I brought dinner," Arthur shouted as he let himself into Merlin's flat. He'd hung up his coat and kicked off his shoes before he realized that Merlin hadn't responded. In fact, the flat was silent. Frowning, Arthur made his way into the sitting room. Aethusa meowed at him from the sofa, but Merlin was nowhere to be found. Arthur ducked back into the hall and noticed the light pouring out of the kitchen. Merlin was sitting at the table, surrounded by piles of papers. His glasses reflected the light of his laptop as he typed away, too absorbed to even notice Arthur until he rapped his knuckles against the doorframe. Merlin jumped, eyes wide.
"What, Arthur? When did you get here?"
"Just a minute ago," Arthur answered, moving in to kiss his boyfriend hello. "Didn't you hear me?"
"No, I was trying to finish this draft," Merlin said, and then his eyes finally found the bag in Arthur's hand. "Is that food?"
"Chinese, from down the street," Arthur told him as Merlin dove for it, breathing in the scent and letting out a moan.
"Christ, I love you! Grab me a fork before I eat it all in one go."
Arthur did, and Merlin barely paused to open his container before he started in on it. Arthur watched him shovel forkful after forkful into his mouth, half disgusted, half fascinated. Merlin looked like he hadn't eaten in days, and there were even the beginnings of shadows beneath his eyes.
"Hungry?
Starving," Merlin groaned around a mouthful of noodles. "I haven't eaten all day. Too busy."
"I can see that. What's all this for anyway?"
"Just notes for my articles. I've been putting them off for the competition, and now I'm paying the price." Merlin swallowed, his hunger apparently satisfied enough for the moment. "My editor's been on my arse about it."
"You're not in trouble, are you?"
Arthur frowned. For the past month or so, Merlin had been almost entirely focused on perfecting his competition routine for the biggest competition of his career the weekend before. He'd dominated it, of course, but in the meantime, he'd practically worried himself to death. Arthur knew that Merlin's editor on the Camelot Times was some sort of family friend and was very fond of Merlin, but even Gaius didn't have infinite patience. He'd never seen Merlin writing so many articles in the past week in all the months they'd known each other.
"No, I should be fine," Merlin assured him. "I'll probably just be shunted to all the stories no one wants for a while."
Arthur grinned and promptly sneezed. Merlin raised his eyebrows.
"Bless you."
"Thanks. Did Gaius say..." Arthur began, but was interrupted by another sneeze before he could finish. Merlin's brows puckered.
"Are you all right?" he asked. But Arthur just waved a hand. "Fine, I don't know what's wrong with me today."
"Are you getting sick?" Merlin asked, immediately sliding into fussy mode. He reached over to feel Arthur's forehead, ignoring Arthur's protests.
"Leave it, Merlin. Honestly, it's just a cold."
"Are you sure?"
Merlin pressed, still frowning as he slid back into his seat. Arthur nodded.
"It's fine, just a few sneezes and a bit of a headache. I'll be fine."
Merlin made a face, but he turned back to his dinner, so Arthur figured he was mostly in the clear. By the time they'd finished, though, he'd sneezed 4 more times, and Merlin was looking at him with a small frown again.
"Why don't you go lie down for a while?" he suggested after Arthur sneezed for a 7th time.
Arthur contemplated protesting, but decided against it. His headache definitely hadn't improved with all the sneezing, and the bed sounded fantastic right about now.
"Yeah, all right," he agreed.
Merlin smiled at him.
"Good. You go ahead. I'll be in a minute."
Arthur went, stripping down to his boxers and climbing into Merlin's bed. He wasn't sure how long he dozed for, but after a while he felt the mattress dip slightly and something warm pressed against his back. He hummed and turned his head to smile lazily at Merlin.
"What took you so long?"
"Wanted to finish my article first. No more distractions," Merlin answered, snuggling in even closer.
Arthur smiled again and moved in to kiss him, but Merlin ducked out of the way. Ah, no kissing. I'm here to take care of you, not to get sick myself.
We're already breathing all over each other. What difference will a kiss make? Arthur pointed out. Besides, it's just a cold.
Roland made a skeptical noise, but allowed it when Arthur leaned in again and pressed their lips together.
There, satisfied? He said when they parted.
Arthur smirked. Not even remotely.
Too bad. Save it for when you're not all snotty and gross, Merlin replied, bundling them both in for the night and ignoring Arthur's protests.